Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, April 6th, Easter Monday, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Terry Schmidt, Director of LCMS School Ministry, National Lutheran Schools Accreditation Director as well. Terry, good to have you in studio here today.
Good morning and a happy Easter to you and all our listeners.
Thank you. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. It's good to get to play some of that Easter music this morning. I was so happy to get to open up the Easter music library again today.
Fantastic. How much fun it is to travel that whole Lenten season and then glorious Easter Sunday. It's an amazing thing.
It is. It is indeed. Well, tell us what's going on in LCMS school ministry. And also, we've talked a little bit about accreditation and the importance of accreditation. For our listeners not familiar with NLSA, what is NLSA?
National Lutheran School Accreditation has been around since 1987, and it is a way of establishing the credibility and excellence of our Lutheran schools using national standards and a very rigorous self-study process. Each school then, their excellence is confirmed by a visitation team that comes in. It's quite a process. In fact, schools kind of dread going through it, but once they get through it, they certainly can see the benefit of the hard work that they had to put in.
It can seem daunting or even tedious at times, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Being involved on that team, you get to see it all the time.
Oh, yes. Sometimes when I walk into the building, they say, not you.
Well, it is important though for our schools to have this process to say that they're doing what they say they do and do it well.
Well, there are plenty of accrediting processes out there, secular accrediting processes.
Sure.
The beauty of NLSA is that it also helps us to evaluate our spiritual dimension in a school, who we are and what we teach as Lutherans and as Christians in our school. We have lots of Lutherans in our school. We have lots of Christians in our school, and we need to continuously point those children and their families to Jesus, and we need to do that in an intentional way. And accreditation allows us to confirm the fact that this is happening in Lutheran schools.
Very good. Well, I'm grateful for Lutheran schools and the fine work that our schools are doing, and we have something to celebrate.
Yes, we have our newest group, the 2015-16 Class of Exemplary Schools. This is an honor and recognition of schools that are exemplary, and exemplary, the dictionary definition is worthy of replication. These are great schools that we want to hold up because they've done a great job and because they have things that are worthy of sharing with others. When we as a system work together, we're looking for systemic change and share the practices that have been transformational in a school with all of our schools, we can borrow, adapt, and implement those practices in our schools.
What are the types of practices? What are some of the practices that the NLSA was looking for in recognizing these schools?
Obviously, there are two things that we're looking for. Either student learning impacted in a significant way, or the ministry of the school to its families in a significant way. These best practices are things that actually exceed our expectations with NLSA. They've been carefully researched by the school, collaboratively established, and then have a dynamic effect on student learning or ministry opportunities in that school. And so these are things that are replicable. These practices are replicable. And we webinar them, we provide print articles, and perhaps KFUO can feature some of these practices in the future so that all of your listeners can hear about the great things that the five schools that we selected this year have in place.
Well, tell us about these five schools.
Yes, I will name them for you. One is St. Michael's in Fort Myers, Florida. Their principal is Mr. Bob Ziegler, and their pastor is John Zender. They do a great job on the Gulf side of the state of Florida. The second is Emmanuel Lutheran School in Wentzville. Principal is Allison Dolak, and the pastors are Todd Liefer and Joseph Arringer. They are an amazing place because they've gone from being a small rural school to being a large and highly respected, productive school out there in Wentzville.
Wentzville, Missouri. Yeah, that's a developing area. That's
amazing growth in that community. Mm-hmm. Houses popping up like mushrooms everywhere, and like mushrooms at this time of year with that. There's subdivisions everywhere, and Emmanuel is taking advantage. They made a commitment to their school as the place through which they would reach their community, and they're taking advantage of that in a big way. Hmm. The third school is St. Peter's in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Their principal is Bruce Rudy, and their pastor is Micah Grenier, and they do a great job as well. They have an amazing preschool program, a huge preschool program. They just built an exemplary facility, and they have a great reach into their community. The fourth school, we have actually two schools from Wisconsin, St. Paul in Grafton, Wisconsin. Principal is Michael York, and the pastors are Kent Wendorf and Scott Cruzy. St. Paul's been there a long time and has continuously pursued quality and has a dynamic kind of a reputation in that Grafton community. And then Divine Redeemer in Heartland, Wisconsin. Principal Michael Oldenburg and pastors Jeff Schubert and Kurt Wenzelberger. And it also is an amazing place, but it is kind of a newer school, and they've done a great job. They're in a very highly competitive, it's also a growth area. Just like Emmanuel Wentzville, it's an area where houses are popping up all around them, and they're making the most of the opportunity of people who are moving into that area.
You mentioned pastors and principals. Why is that relationship, why are both pastor and principal important in these schools, especially as we see in these exemplary schools?
Not only exemplary schools, all schools. Mm-hmm. When the pastor and the principal work together effectively, it works. It mm-hmm. works for the school and for the congregation. When there's that struggle between that in those two offices, we often experience some turmoil mm-hmm. and difficulties. And these five schools, the pastors are fully in support. And in addition, the congregation has bought in to the potential for mission and ministry that exists within a Lutheran school. Mm-hmm. The congregation embraces their school, but primarily it embraces it because the pastor is supportive, not only privately, but publicly supportive of what that school can do and celebrates the success of the school.
In these schools, did you see, in any of these schools, were the pastors involved in the classroom in any way?
It's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Pastors are all involved in a little different way. At St. Michael's in Fort Myers, Pastor Zender was the one who took us on the school tour when we came on the exemplary school visit. We've never had that happen before, that the pastor mm-hmm. actually does the tour of the school. And he's so proud of his facility and his teachers and his principal. He wanted to be the one mm-hmm. that told the story. That's the general energy and enthusiasm that all of these pastors of exemplary schools seem to exude on behalf of their schools. It's pretty amazing when that works. Mm-hmm. It works well, and that's one of the key components to the and characteristics that we see as we begin to look at all of our exemplary schools. And through the years, we've had about 35 different exemplary schools all over the country. When we see an exemplary school, we see a pastor and principal who are working together in mm-hmm. tremendous teamwork.
Anything else about any of these any of the schools, anything else that that really stood out from your visits that you'd like to share today?
Well, obviously, these are places that are focused on quality mm-hmm. and the pursuit of quality. And quality involves investment mm-hmm. and it involves financial resources as these schools go forth. Most of these schools are assessing their students and their families' tuition, and they have tremendous support for that. And these schools are extremely competitive with the other private schools in their communities and do a great job of putting their program out.
And I'm glad that you pointed that out, that Lutheran schools are are in a sense competitive, that they're producing, that they're providing this quality education that is not only comparable to other schools in the area, but quite often excels that of other schools in their communities.
We have to compete. The educational marketplace is a competitive marketplace today. We compete with the public schools in our areas that get a lot more money than Lutheran schools get. And then we compete with private schools in our areas as well. And now the new dynamic is the charter school. And mm-hmm. the charter schools are springing up all over. And they're a free alternative in private education, and it's a difficult kind of a pursuit when you are pursuing families, and they can get it free from a charter school. Are they going to pay the $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 tuition mm-hmm. to go to a Lutheran school? That is a huge commitment on the part of a family to send their child mm-hmm. to a Lutheran school, and it's a huge commitment on the part of a congregation to run a quality school. Because it is a financial sure. commitment on the congregation as well.
Mm-hmm. But in both places, for the congregation and for the families, it's an important investment on both sides.
Can be a tremendously important investment because the Lutheran school connects its community to the congregation mm-hmm. in a way that none other can. Mm-hmm. Because we have children and their families invested 5 days a week, mm-hmm. 7 hours a day in our schools. They're in our buildings, whether they are Lutheran folks or whether they are community Christian folks or whether they're unbelievers. Mm-hmm. We're getting them 7 hours a day, 170 days a year into our school. That's an amazing statistic because we don't get that much time mm-hmm. on Sunday mornings
right.
in a congregation. So that extends our reach. Mm-hmm. And not only do we do this in the school building, but we also go in community service out into our community in a highly effective way. And we reach into the community. And in all of these five schools, they're very well known mm-hmm. for their community service in their community.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to those five schools, Divine Redeemer Lutheran School in Heartland, Wisconsin, Emmanuel Lutheran School in Wentzville, Missouri, St. Michael Lutheran School in Fort Myers, Florida, St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin, and St. Peter Lutheran School in Arlington Heights, Illinois, for making it as being recognized as exemplary schools by National Lutheran School Accreditation. Terry, thank you so much for being our guest on His Time This Morning. Always great
and
to spend some time
Andy,
with you.
And thank you, Andy, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.